epistle appointed to be read for this, the eighth Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, that we should live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the flesh, you will live. For whoever are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now you have not received the spirit of bondage so as to be again in fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by virtue of which we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself gives testimony to our spirit that we are sons of God. But if we are sons, we are heirs also, heirs indeed of God and joint heirs with Christ. And the Holy Gospel is taken from St. Luke. In the name of the Father and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. There was a certain rich man who had a steward who was reported to him as squandering his possessions. And he called him and said to him, "What is this that I hear of thee? Make an accounting of thy stewardship, for thou canst be steward no longer." And the steward said within himself, "What shall I do, seeing that my master is taken away the stewardship from me? To dig, I am not able. To beg, I am ashamed. I know what I shall do, that when I am removed from my stewardship, they may receive me into their homes." And he summoned each of his master's debtors and said to the first, "How much dost thou owe my master?" And he said, 100 jars of oil. He said to him, "Take thy bond and sit down at once and write 50. Then he said to another, "How much dost thou owe?" He said, 100 cores of wheat. He said to him, "Take thy bond and write 80. And the master commended the unjust steward in that he had acted prudently. For the children of this world, in relation to their own generation, are more prudent than are the children of light. And I say to you, make friends for yourselves with the mammon of wickedness, so that when you fail, they may receive you into the everlasting dwellings." Thus for this Sunday's Holy Gospel. My beloved people, looking at the bulletin, I have 2 points that I particularly want to bring to your attention. One of them is not in the bulletin, I have to say it from here. Thursday of this week is the feast of Saints Joachim and Anne. And I think that all parents should pray to St. Joachim and Anne and ask them to teach them parenthood, a better parenthood, because look at who they raised and how they raised her. They were the parents of Mary. So I think that they are very well equipped as to how to raise a child. Not in the bulletin, by mistake on my part, we fail to take note of the fact that today is the feast of St. Mary Magdalene. St. Mary Magdalene was most certainly someone to be looked at. Who is it in this church seated today or in any church seated today, wherever and however, who is it